Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Every single morning when you wake up, there's 1,000 PhDs from MIT fighting against you, okay? And they're fighting against you using one weapon, and that is your phone, okay? This is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio, and I'm going to teach you how to use social media. You are going to use social media, but you're not going to let it be used on you. All through these tips today, but I'm also going to teach you how to stop using social media and start using business media so that you can make more money. So this is the How to Use Social Media show that I have been living ever since I started using Instagram on February 15th, 2017. That's right. I didn't start Instagram until then. I didn't even have an iPhone until December of 2016. Up until that point, I was using a 2010, a nearly 10-year-old BlackBerry that did not allow me to use the internet. And I had that BlackBerry because I didn't want social media to be used on me. I didn't want to be addicted to it. That's why I don't really use Facebook. I only have 100 friends or so on Facebook. I don't want to be in there. I don't want to be fighting people. I don't want to be having my day-jacked by these PhDs from MIT whose entire job is to make you addicted to your iPhone or Android or whatever it is that you use. And so today we take back our time from social media and we use it to leverage in our businesses. So today I'm going to reveal what you must stop doing now and how you can dominate your business and your life and get control over your phone and your habits and make the most out of social media, because I actually believe it's a very positive place when used properly. All right, that's today's show for Early to Rise Radio. And Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by my Instagram course that teaches you how to use social media as business media and make money in any industry, whether you're selling jewelry, selling houses, selling online coaching, selling personal training memberships, selling books, selling courses. I've done almost all of those things, and I've even taught a few people how to get a few more dates using social media my way. And my program is available at socialstorieselling.com. Now, when you join the program, you get lifetime access to it, and you need lifetime access to it, and you need to be on the Facebook group. Yes, I know, ironic, but you need to be in the Facebook group because that's where we're discussing the latest and greatest updates from Instagram that allow you to get more results from the minimum amount of time. I even teach how to automate your Instagramming. All right. So yes, I used Instagramming as a verb there. So Early to Rise Radio is brought to you by socialstorieselling.com. And I can't wait to reveal all of these things to you that will allow you to grow your business faster. All right. And to properly use social media so it saves you a ton of time. Now, the first thing that we're going to do is save you that ton of time. And I like to use the phrase, we're going to get the squirrels out of your attic, right? Because what are squirrels? Well, squirrels are shiny objects, distractions. And what's your attic? It's your mind. It's your brain. And when you wake up, if you go to social media first thing in the morning, you get your brain habituated to doing that, to getting a dopamine hit. And you're an addict all day long. Got to go check, 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 check. Check, 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 check the squirrels in the attic. See if they're still there. Oh, there they are. They're over there. Now, oh, there's another one. There's another one, right? And oh my goodness, your time and life can get away. So what I want you to do, and this goes for your email newsletters as well, is I want you to unfollow, unsubscribe, get rid of most, eliminate the squirrels in your attic. I follow 13 people on Instagram. I only have 100 actual close friends on Facebook. I don't need to... somebody the other day, when I told them to unfollow people, they said, but won't that be rude? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a freaking social media platform. Like, I'm not saying go slap them in the face with a white glove and like challenge them to a duel like they did in 1805 or whatever. No, all I'm saying is, listen, that person doesn't really have anything to say and they're showing party pictures and, them hungover and maybe they went and got pizza last night. Like, how does that add value to your life? Why should you feel guilty for unfollowing that or unfollowing your third cousin who has a baby? Like, okay, listen, no offense, but you don't need to like see all their baby photos. So unfollow, unsubscribe. And even if you don't want to unfollow somebody, you can mute somebody's posts and mute somebody's stories on Instagram so that you don't see them. And that will also help you control things without you feeling like, oh my gosh, someone's going to dislike you because you unfollowed them. And you can do the same thing on Facebook. You can unfollow but remain friends. So even with the 100 people that I'm friends with on Facebook, I don't actually see any of their posts. I see Matt Smith's posts. And I think that's it, because I don't think Bedros posts. So that's like the only guy whose posts I see. And my friend Victoria, who I do the camp with every summer, the blacksmith camp. All right. So I suggest you cut down to following fewer than 20 people. And of the 13 people that I follow, 8 of them don't post anything. And 5 of them post stuff that is extremely helpful to me and my business. Grant Cardone, Bedros Koulian, Jason Capital, Nusaret, the Salt Bay guy, the steak guy. And one other person. I even unfollowed The Rock because he stopped posting pictures of his epic sushi cheat meals. And that was the only reason I was following him. So I've unfollowed him as well. You can only follow people that help you learn, that help you earn, or that help you burn calories. All right. So if you're trying to lose weight, maybe someone can help you burn some calories on Instagram. But other than that, I only follow people that help me learn and earn. All right. Otherwise, I have to unfollow. And here's something really cool, is that if you use Twitter, just stop. Just stop using Twitter. There's no benefit, nothing to come of using Twitter. Just stop. Stop. And so now we have really cut a lot of junk from your life. We have gotten rid of so many squirrels in the attic that, man, it's quiet up there for once, right? It is finally quiet up in our head. Very, very important. Now, the next thing that you're going to do is you're going to designate certain times and deadlines. Designate the times of day when you go on social media and designate deadlines. So I go on social media at 7:05 every day for 17.31 minutes, and that's it. And then I go back again at 3:37 p.m., and I go on there for 23.1 minutes, and that's it, and I'm done. All right, so those are just theoretical, but that's what you will have. You can have an alarm that goes off after 20 minutes or whatever the time allotted is. And think about that. Think about that. All right. And don't go on and use LinkedIn outside of work hours. Okay. Only use LinkedIn during your regular work hours. Don't be on LinkedIn on a Friday night or Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Okay. So now that we've gotten rid of bad social media habits, now you're probably thinking, well, what the heck do I use this stuff for? Well, the thing is, it's really, really valuable, and it is probably one of the most important parts of your marketing in almost any business. Like, unless you work for a corporation or you're a lawyer in a corporation, you're not going to use this. But I know lawyers who run their own firms who use social media properly to get clients. But if you're a cog in the wheel, then you're probably not going to use social media for business. But if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a kind of like solo contractor, if you're a real estate agent, personal trainer, you are entrepreneurs, even though you kind of have high paid jobs, but you're still an entrepreneur and you need to do marketing. And social media has an amazing opportunity for free lead generation through Facebook groups, through Instagram posts and stories. And so I'm going to teach you some really great killer content ideas here so that you can grow your following, grow your gram, grow the money you get from your gram, grow your Facebook groups, increase your reach there, and grow your email list through social media so that you can market to people on a regular basis. Social media remains a beautiful thing when used properly. Now, I want you to think of everything that you post has to follow this VPS formula. It must be valuable, okay? Your clients, your readers, your prospects, your viewers must get value out of what you post. So if you are posting stuff and there's no value to it, well, here's what happens. Nobody looks at it. Nobody likes it. Nobody shares it. And as a result, Instagram says, oh, nobody thinks this is valuable content. So we're going to stop showing it in people's feeds. So even if you have 1,000 followers, what Instagram has done now, very much like Facebook used to, has done recently, is it stops showing your content to the people who signed up to get your content. Just like how we have problems with email deliverability these days, we have a huge problem with social media deliverability these days. It's probably even a bigger problem than email deliverability. So now what we have to do is make sure that our content is valuable, because if it's valuable, then people will like it and they will share it and save it. And those are really, really important metrics in Instagram. So here's what I post. I often post a quote. It's almost always quotes. Even when I'm doing a promotion, there's a quote in it. When there's a picture of me, there's a quote in it. Because if it's just a picture of me, that's not valuable to anybody. Not to my girlfriend, not to my mom, not to my dog. I mean, they're going to go, why is he posting a picture of himself? That's just weird. And if there's a picture of me and my buddy at a baseball game, that's not valuable to my end user either. If there's a picture of what I ate at Chipotle, that's not valuable. If there's a picture of this awesome coffee that I had, it's not valuable. It's not valuable to the end user. You might be bragging and thinking you're cool and like, oh, I got to share this coffee. Like, nobody gets it, okay? That stuff belongs in your stories, not on your main feed. Or it belongs in the junk bin of history. So what you need to do is make sure that every post is valuable. Generally, what I do, I follow the formula of a quote or a quote plus picture of me to elevate the status of me. And the picture of me has to be awesome, speaking from stage or with somebody with higher status. That's what it needs to be. Or traveling somewhere awesome. Now, it also needs to be purposeful. So valuable, purposeful, and shareable is the VPS formula. Purposeful content means that it moves the viewer closer to doing business with me. And it only needs to move somebody closer by an inch. It doesn't have to move them by a mile every time. So if they see me on stage with a person of high status and there's a quote, then that is valuable. First of all, people are going to like it, share it, and save it. And then second of all, they're like, oh my goodness, this person is a real big deal here. I see them as a celebrity. And the closer you are to a celebrity, the easier it is to get people to do business with you. And now this is a huge game changer for you. The third thing is shareable. So again, if it's got a quote in it, people are like, oh, you got to see this quote, bro. And they'll, share it with a friend. Or, if it's an amazing, amazing picture, or if it's you doing a video, and preferably an IGTV video, now you've got something that is great content that people are going to share with others. So think about that. The description underneath your picture can also be really shareable. So, you have 2,200 characters on Instagram, you can create great content. You have an unlimited amount of characters on Facebook, I believe, and you have only 1,300 characters on a LinkedIn post, and you can make some really, really good content there. And I think most of the stuff that I say about Instagram goes for Facebook and LinkedIn as well, and even some of the YouTube stuff that we're going to talk about. Now, so you've done your valuable, purposeful, shareable content, and it elevates your status in people's eyes, so they think you're an authority, so they know, love, and trust you, and it manufactures celebrity, which is really the trust, because everybody trusts a celebrity, right? Oh my goodness, there's a celebrity endorsing, there's Joe Theismann or Joe Montana or whoever it was endorsing Skechers. I need to go buy Skechers. That was the way the world worked. And now everybody's a celebrity or can be a celebrity thanks to social media. So you will have celebrity over other people, and that moves them closer to doing business with you. So that is really the formula you want for your content. And you're probably thinking, well, holy cow, there's so much. If I need to post every day, what the heck do I say? Well, I will teach you this 5x5 content grid, which will help you do that as well. And the 5x5 content grid gives you a ton of content pieces. This is going to be absolutely amazing. And what I want you to do is take this 5x5 content grid and create so much content that you will never, ever, ever run out of ideas of what to say in your posts, in your emails, in your YouTube videos, all the stuff like that. So what you need to do here with your 5x5 content grid It's think about like your favorite band, right? You go to your favorite band's rock concert. Well, you want them to play the hits, right? You don't want them to play their obscure stuff. No, everybody wants to play the hits. And so, you know, most people have like 5 hits, 3 hits, 7 hits, you know, God had 10 commandments. You know, we just really need a small number of messages that we need to come back with, because again, people will forget these messages. So even if you make one message about, you know, a sale or one of the things you believe in, if you've made it once, you can't just rest on that and say, oh, well, I never have to make a video about that again. No, people forget. Heck, I've had people that have been my clients for a year who think my name is Greg or Chris. Greg or Chris. Now, I guess if you take Greg and Chris and combine them, you get Craig. But that's, you know, everybody got so much going on in their life. You know, they got mortgages and marital problems, and they got to get to the gym, and, you know, they're following 9,000 people on Instagram. Like, there's no way doing things once, saying your message once, is enough. So you need to say it over and over again. So what I teach people to do is come up with 5 main messages. 5 main contrarian, cool, big idea messages that are essentially your core messages, your core values for your business. Now, back when I was a personal trainer, you know, I was telling people not to do cardio, do turbulence training. And so I basically had these 5 messages. I was always going to give them a restart motivation message. And, you know, I would say, hey, listen, it doesn't happen what happened last night at dinner. You know, past is the past. Hey, you're going to come back. You're going to have an amazing day. And, you know, go and do this workout. And so, you know, people need that. So I've always had like a restart motivation message in there because people need to hear that over and over again. I also needed to repeat, never, ever do slow, boring cardio. So I did the death of cardio, the dark side of cardio. I wrote a book, Never Do Cardio Again, The Great Cardio Myth, all this stuff. I did videos on it. And I was just over and over and over and over again, don't do cardio. Till my longtime fans probably got a little sick of it. But and the people that didn't like that message made hate websites about me. But for people that were new and coming into my world, they needed to hear this. Next, another message, my 3rd message would have been like, accountability is key for results. So if you want to get amazing results in any area of life, you have to get accountability because you've been trying everything up until now and it's not working. And why is that? Because you've never had accountability. And that works for my business coaching now too. The next one, I'd always talk about, hey, listen, you want to have an amazing time this weekend. Here's how to prevent wicked weekend weight gain. And I would give them tips. And then the other thing that I would say over and over and over again is diet is more important than exercise. Diet is more important than exercise. So those are my 5 main messages. Restart motivation, never ever do cardio again, why accountability is key for fast results, how to prevent weekend weight gain, and diet is more important than exercise. Now, those are the 5 messages. And then I teach 5 different ways to tell those messages. So there's your story, a success story, a client story, a celebrity story. And this, all you have to do for that is like Google celebrities that don't do cardio who are in great shape. And there'll be millions of articles on it. You know, if you sell real estate and, you know, you're like second homes. You want to sell second homes. You like celebrities that own second homes. And you can do a story about that that ties in like, hey, listen, everybody cool has a second home. Here's why you need to get one. And then the 4th thing is a myth. So what's a myth about a popular belief? You know, one of your major messages there. And then a fact, a statistic. So back to Google, you know, I can talk about cardio and statistics about how people get injured doing cardio. And I can tie that into my main message, right? So, you know, I would talk about, here's how to use my story with my messages. So restart motivation. I would say, hey, listen, I'm not perfect. I'm just like you. I messed up on the weekend, but I don't worry because I know. And then I teach a tip. And then I say, hey, listen, if you want to use this tip in your workouts, you know, click the link below or swipe up or whatever it is, get my program. And then I would tell my story, you know, another day as I have this 5x5 grid underneath never ever do cardio again. And across from your story, I would say, hey, listen, when I was younger, I wasted so many hours doing cardio as an athlete. I got slower and weaker and I never got results until I stopped doing cardio and I did this. And if you want to do this too and get results, then click the link below or whatever. The next one, you know, now I need to tell my story around why accountability is key for fast results. I struggled to get results in life until I got a mentor. And then they showed me how to do this, this, and this. And then I would talk about how to prevent weight gain. I'd say, hey, listen, every weekend I go with my buddies and I want to eat my favorite foods. And most people think, oh, you'll never ever lose weight or you're going to gain weight. But here's how I do it so that I don't gain weight. And here's how you can too. And then I would tell my story about how diet is more important than exercise. Hey, listen, last night I ate a pizza slice. It was 350 calories. And then I went and did an interval workout and then I went to the gym and I saw this person jogging, and guess how many calories they burned in an hour? 330. Doesn't that show you how useless cardio is for exercise is in general for weight loss? That's why diet is so important, because I ate that pizza slice in 33 seconds and they exercised for 59 minutes and only burned 300 calories. And I consume more in 33 seconds. So that's the entire five stories, using my story for my main points. And then I would go on a success story from my clients, and I'd talk about each one of those five major messages using a different client success story. Then I'd look up five different celebrity stories and tie into my messages, then five myths, and then five facts. And now I've got 25 pieces of content here that I can use for YouTube videos, Facebook posts, Instagram posts, email marketing, even for my presentations on stage. And I've got so much great content here, and it's going to be an absolute game changer for me, because now I can go and use it for all my social platforms. And I can use it all my social platforms, and I've got great ideas, not just mediocre ideas. And then as long as I tie in my three-step call to action, which is you tell them what to get, you tell them how to get, you tell them why they need to get it now, and I use one of the scripts from my social story selling course, boom, now I've made a sale. Now I've made a sale. And you can do this inside Facebook groups. You can do this with Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives. You can do this with all your YouTube content. You can do so much great stuff when you have the 5x5 grid on your side. So this is amazing. This is how you use social media. You use social media. You don't let it be used on you. You use social media as business media, not to hang out with your friends, because you know what's better than hanging out with your friends on social media is hanging out with your friends in person. And you can organize that through text messaging. And bang, now we have a real life, and we have separation of home life and iPhone life and work life. And we're present with our families, and we're using social media the way that it was meant to be used. And we're not getting fired up with political posts or anything. We're not arguing with our friends about whether or not the Gamecocks are better than the Clemson Tigers. I mean, oh my goodness, how much time has been wasted on stuff like that, right? So here's what I want to know now. Are you going to use this social media system? Are you going to change the way that you use social media so that it's not being used on you? That every single day when you wake up and you have to fight those 1,000 PhDs from MIT, you're actually going to beat them, because now you're playing by different rules than the rules that they wanted you to play by. So think about that. And then you can go and use my social story selling system to make money using all of these social medias, all right? So this, what I've taught you here today will work for all of them. And what I want to know now is, what did you think of the show? All right, send me a message on Instagram, okay? We can communicate on Instagram. I love to communicate there, and that is one good use of my social media. So Instagram me at Real Craig Ballantyne, or go classic and go email and send an email to me at support@earlyrise.com about how this show helped you, okay? How did it help you get rid of the social media squirrels in your attic so that you are able to have more time for your family, friends, and finances and fitness and your faith, okay? And let me know what you thought of today's show. I'd love a little review over at iTunes. We want to get up to 300 ratings. I'd love that review there, please. And when you're ready to make money on social media, go to socialstorysellingsystem.com. We are having a special promotion on this very soon. I don't want you to miss out. So go to socialstorysellingsystem.com. Get the program. Change your ways on social media so that you make money. You use business media, not social media, and you never, ever let social media be used on you again.